coming up. I think I'm going. I must make sure that I get the. How would you say? I must make sure that I get his official title, and it's Archdeacon Neera Simmons. So I've got that right, and he is the Chief of Staff for the Kingitanga. And I just wanted to talk to him. He's had a busy day, I understand, and it's going to be getting even busier tomorrow. Tēnā koe, nice to have you with us this evening, Archdeacon.
Kia ora, Merepeka. Hope you're well.
Tēnā koe. I am very well indeed, thank you. Now, we do address you as Archdeacon. I know people are very particular about their titles, and so it is Archdeacon. That's correct, isn't it?
Absolutely. However, my grandfather, whom I'm named after, always used to say to me, Ngira is your name, boy, and that's a very special name. So whatever's top of mind, I'm sure the Lord won't mind.
Well, thank you, Neera, how does, I just want to ask you, how does an archdeacon become the chief of staff for the Kingitanga?
Oh, bit of a long story there. I in a previous life, and still am, in fact, a minister of the Anglican Church. I did serve on the King's staff as his chaplain, and then quite recently, about 18 months ago, I was asked to take over the role of Chief of Staff and Private Secretary to the King. So obviously I do still maintain my order within the Church, but just have shifted my day job to be the Chief of Staff and Private Secretary, and it's a wonderful privilege and great honour to be able to do that for King Tuheitia.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because today, what did happen today? Just make sure, because I don't want to get that wrong. Today King Tuheitia was welcome onto the marae, that's correct?
Yes, that's right, yes. King Tuheitia led the Motu delegation onto Waitangi marae this afternoon at 5 o'clock. About 3 weeks ago, he received a visitation from a group of rangatira from Tai Tokerau here in Waikato, and they came down with a tono to the king. And they asked that he would come and lead Te Iwi Māori onto Waitangi Marae to join with the locals here tomorrow, Friday morning, for the first official welcome and visitation of our new Governor-General, Dame Cindy Kiro, as she comes to Waitangi. And the King agreed, so we arrived a few hours ago. It, of course, became slightly contentious, and some of our whanaunga up here in the north weren't okay with the proposition to coin some of the words that they used this evening, that someone from outside of the rohe lead welcome to the Governor-General tomorrow. But, you know, that's a very Māori thing. And our stance was always, from the beginning, the King's going to come. Let's talk about it when we get to Waitangi on the Marae Atia, like our tupuna did. Mm-hmm. And, look, very, very pleased to be able to say there were some wonderful speeches this afternoon from Te Tai Tokerau, from Waikato, from Ngāti Kahungunu, from all of the iwi present this afternoon. We came to a very great understanding, and Te Iwi Māori will stand tomorrow as one unified voice to welcome our new Governor-General, who, of course, we celebrate as one of our own. And so I think tomorrow is going to be a very exciting day, and we very much look forward to it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, because she is our queen. She is the Queen's representative in New Zealand, and so it's really, I believe, very fitting that King Tuheitia should be up there with everybody else, of course. And the invitation was extended, and how lovely that tomorrow there will be a united. It will be a united reception for her, yes. And a united welcome for Dame Cindy.
Absolutely, and I think it's a very significant moment in the history of our nation. History has not always been kind to us, to Te Iwi Māori, but this, I believe, quite firmly, is one of those kind moments that we should celebrate, we should rejoice that a Māori has been selected to be the representative of Queen Elizabeth here in New Zealand. The way we choose to phrase it in the Kingitanga is our interpretation of mana motuhake, our interpretation of mana orite, is what we call a crown-to-crown relationship. And so in the Kingitanga, we always look to elevate our Māori king to the level of a crown-to-crown relationship. And that's what will take place here at Waitangi tomorrow, at the invitation of Rangatira of Tai Tokerau. Ngā Tuhi received her today at Motutau Marae. Tomorrow, Ngā Puhi have made the decision that they will bring her on because she is one of theirs, and the tikanga that they wanted to uphold tomorrow, rather than they welcome their own onto the marae, was that they hand the marae over to the motu, to Te Iwi Māori, and that Ngā Puhi would bring Dame Cindy on tomorrow morning, and she would be received by all of Te Iwi Māori. And there were some who struggled with that notion, understandably so. The notion of abandoning, if you could see me right now, I'd be putting that in parenthetic phrasing, your paepae, which it's not quite that at all, but that whakaaro doesn't come easy to us as Te Iwi Māori. But that's not what's happening tomorrow. It's a unification of us all with Tai Tokerau. We join with them in the hope that we might have one voice to welcome Her Excellency on to Waitangi tomorrow as she comes. And she is one of us, and this is a very historic moment in the life of Aotearoa New Zealand. And as I mentioned a little earlier, what we hope to achieve is that crown-to-crown relationship for the kingitanga.
Yes, and it is going to be a very special occasion. And so will there be other iwi that will be coming up as well, who will be sharing the occasion with everybody up there?
Yes. So this afternoon, Te Whakatohea arrived with King Tuheitia, other iwi of Te Tai Rāwhiti, Ngāti Kahunganu, representatives from Ngāti Porau, Te Arawa.
I hope we had some Taranaki. People from Te Arawa there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. We've all come together, each iwi representing their mana motuhake, their rangatiratanga. And the vision of the kingitanga has always been that we uplift that. One of the phrases that I often use when I describe to others the mission of the kingitanga is I say, we're not a conquering monarchy. That's not the purpose. To usurp other iwi's mana. Te Whero didn't conquer any tribe. It was the raising up of a rangatira to be a king for Te Iwi Māori. Yes. It was not the cutting down of others. And unfortunately, not all monarchies of the world can claim that. You know, King Tuheitia, his ancestors, didn't go around all of Aotearoa trying to demise other rangatira, so they would be the last one standing and crown themselves king. That's not the story of the kingitanga. It's quite a different story. It's a story of Te Iwi Māori coming together and saying we want to raise someone up to a mana that is prestigious, to a mana arikitanga that is elevated quite high. And they chose Te Whero. And at the death of each incumbent monarch of the kingitanga, the motu comes. When our late Queen Te Atarangi Kahu passed away, all of the chiefs of our Te Iwi Māori came to Turanga Waiwai and they chose. And the one iwi that does not participate in that election process is Waikato, is us. We don't have a say.
Yes.
The motu chose Tuheitia to be king. And it has its ups and downs, as all of our kaupapa do, but the underlying principles of kingitanga remain the same. And King Tuheitia was just overjoyed with the welcome from Tai Tokerau this afternoon. And I think tomorrow morning is just going to be a great day where we can all be incredibly proud of all the things that signal a great future for our people.
Yes. It does look, Nira, it does look as if our Queen Elizabeth is, well, obviously, you know, when you're 95, and I see where she wasn't there, she wasn't present to open the open Parliament the other day. I think it was the opening of Parliament in the UK.
Correct, yeah.
So I guess we have to recognise that probably, you know, like all things, they come to an end, and perhaps her reign will be coming to an end perhaps a little sooner than, well, who knows? I mean, when you're 95, but so that's a reality, and things may be different after that. We don't know.
Absolutely. I think the opportunity, and I must acknowledge that that Queen Elizabeth and the monarchy of the United Kingdom have always maintained, in and of themselves, that conversations about being a part of the Commonwealth or being a nation of the United Kingdom, as we once were, now an independent, autonomous nation of the Commonwealth, they've always maintained that each nation can have that discussion themselves. So, you know, the whole idea of New Zealand becoming a republic, quite probable, I would think, it eventually seems to be where we're heading. For now, you know, our relationship with the Crown through the Treaty of Waitangi, there's still things there that we need to achieve. There's still things there that we need to honour, to work towards, the full restoration of mana Māori motuhake, the uplifting of our people, that we actually might be equal together in this land. Because I'm sure, as you well know from experience in all the areas that you work, we're not. We're at the bottom of the pile. And the kingitanga isn't Absolutely. Comfortable with that. That's not okay for Kingi Tuheitia. He wants to see radical change for our people.
Yes, and we're making some. We are definitely starting to make those changes. Obviously, with the introduction now of the Independent Māori Health Authority, and that's really good. And I think that one day that will be probably it could be the model that we might even see through with education and the courts, etc. So that we do start to develop the solutions for some of those significant issues that plague our people. Because what we've had in the past, and if we get any more of what we've had in the past, we know things will not change, and certainly not significantly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. The Māori Health Authority is a great step in the right direction. It's an initial step, and we need to see more autonomy given to Māori to be able to care for ourselves. We know what's best. We absolutely know what's best. I perhaps could take a brief moment to pay tribute to you and all the Danes and others who have been very, very fierce in advocating in that space for us through you know, change in agencies like Oranga Tamariki and other Crown agencies. We know, and we always have, and it's just been about realising that and that the Crown acknowledging that we are partners to them in this relationship.
Yes.
Every Crown agency is Tiwi Māori. We're partners. We are not beneficiaries. We are not constituents in that Crown-to-Crown relationship. We are the treaty partner, and so we need to be engaged at all levels, appropriately represented well, no more just one Māori member on a board. That's not partnership. And you know, it's time. Well, actually, it's well overdue. But we need to continue the journey of Aotearoa in that direction, because that's good for us. It's good for our people.
Oh, tell me, is the Waitangi, the treaty grounds, have they reopened to the public? Because I understood that they were closed, and I wasn't sure if tomorrow it might be just a one-off open for your occasion and then closed again, or have they now reopened?
I couldn't be certain, but they certainly looked open this afternoon. There was a good fair few hundred of us on the marae today.
Great.
And look, it was wonderful to be able to be among people, among our people again. We're still very cautious. King Tuheitia, the beginning of the pandemic, coined his saying, Amohia ake te ora o te iwi, ka puta ki te whai ao. The health and well-being of our people is paramount. And by that, kind of what the king was saying to Tiwi Māori and all the nation is the matrix of decision-making in a time of pandemic is simple. Is it good for the people? Let's do it. It's that simple. We don't need to overcomplicate things in a pandemic. What's the best decision for the people, for the health of the people? That's what we need to do. And so today, you know, we wore masks. There was an opportunity for those who wanted to haridu, to shake hands. Those who didn't want to, there was an understanding that that's fine, because that's just where we're at right now. And actually prioritising our health and well-being in a pandemic is about survival and making sure that we're here next week, next month, next year to continue our fight for mana motuhake.
Exactly. Look, Neera, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your views with our Radio Wātea listeners this evening. I mean, obviously you've had a busy day today, but tomorrow is going to be a very, you know, quite an auspicious occasion when we've got the Queen's representative there, Dame Cindy Kiro, and obviously King Tuheitia, and then our leaders from throughout the Motu, our rangatira from throughout the Motu who are coming and there and making that first official visit of the Dame Cindy to the northern, you know, to up there to Waitangi. I mean, that's going to be a wonderful occasion.
Absolutely, yes, we're very much looking forward to it. And then immediately following the Porphyrian lunch with Dame Cindy tomorrow, the King travels to Rapana, where he will pay tribute to Tumuaki Haerangi Meihana, head of the Ratana Church, who passed away recently. So a busy day tomorrow indeed, but as we go through these celebrations, we remember one of our great leaders fallen in days recent.
Yes, that's true. So I guess you've got all your number ones lying out and, you know, pressed and all set to go.
Indeed we do.
Your number one costumes and...
Yes, yep.
Well, look... well, thank you so much indeed, and you'll have a wonderful day tomorrow. So I'm sure the occasion will go off splendidly.